Love Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
person, God. I can truly say that I've been blessed. Hallelujah. I got a testimony. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Sound like they was having church. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, my, Pastor Peter, sound like they was having church. What
that's
you
indeed.
Saying? Hallelujah. Go ahead.
Hallelujah.
Look here, you join in the Wednesday International Victory
Service. It is having a good time.
Victory Service of the Potter's House, Renewing Your Mind Ministries International. Well, glory to God. Where the broken are made whole by God. Hallelujah. Go back to God. Our biblical foundation. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's found in Jeremiah, the 18th chapter,
thank you, Jesus.
Verses 1 through 6. And the word that came unto Jeremiah,
hallelujah,
from the Lord, saying,
thank you, Father.
Arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause you to hear my words. Then I arose and went down to the potter's house, and behold, he wrought a work on the wheels. And the vessel that he had made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again another vessel which seemed good for the potter to make it.
Hallelujah.
Then the word came unto me saying,
hallelujah.
The word of the Lord came unto me saying, O house of Israel,
yes.
Cannot I do with you as this potter, saith the Lord? As the clay, thank you, Jesus, is in the potter's hand, so are ye in my hand, O house of Israel. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We pledge allegiance to Almighty God, whose heart is the Father,
yes.
Whose face is the Son,
yes.
Whose voice is the Holy Spirit,
yes.
And whose hands and feet is the church.
Amen.
And that includes us.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Take out your Bible, your composition notebook, or a couple sheets of paper. Hallelujah. A good ink pen, a couple pencils, a highlighter. Pastor got a boatload of scriptures for you all tonight. Hallelujah. Take out your communion elements. Hallelujah. It's the meal that heals. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Don't forget to write down those names. People you want to stand proxy for when you pray, when we put up the names into the atmosphere. Don't forget those family members' names. Hallelujah. Maybe some family members that you hadn't even thought about, you've been forgetting to pray for. Hallelujah. Write down those names. Hallelujah. And anybody that may have said, I have an unspoken prayer request. God knows what the request is. Put their names down. God knows what it is they need help with. Hallelujah. Don't forget to redo those alarms. Hallelujah. And dates and all, switch them over to your June calendar. We are in the month of June. Hallelujah. We start the morning, every morning off, 7 a.m., and set your alarms 5 minutes prior to all these times. 7 a.m., hallelujah, in the morning we praise. We start the day off with praise and worship. Hallelujah to the Lord, 7 Then 7 p.m. Tuesday evening is our Bible school has started again. Hallelujah. Yes, the Institute of Biblical Learning. Hallelujah. And then 7 p.m. Wednesday, our midweek victory service. Hallelujah. Don't forget the second Friday of the month is our men's and women's fellowship. Hallelujah. Yes, yes, yes. You never know what the subject will be, but it'll always be scripture-based. Hallelujah. And then Sundays at 3 p.m. is our international victory miracle service. Hallelujah. Heard all over the world. Hallelujah. Even if you travel, you can still tune in. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And we just thank God. Don't forget, when you come to church, don't forget to bring your pennies for Uganda. Hallelujah. We're still assisting Dr. Helene Russell. Hallelujah. And building a hospital in Uganda. Hallelujah. When you get a chance, pull up also the ministry's website. Go to RYMMI.org and see what the mission and vision of the church is. And also pull up our GoFundMe page. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Pull up Renewing Your Mind Ministries International, Inc. Hallelujah. If you can't find it, let me know, and I'll send a link to your phone. Hallelujah. We also have a new cash app. It is $TPH2023. Hallelujah. Saints of God, hallelujah. Name your seed. Whoever is that wants to donate, hallelujah. Name your seed. Tell God what it is you're believing in for. Hallelujah. You just sowing. Hallelujah. You're not trying to buy a miracle. You're sowing. Hallelujah. Because you're expecting a harvest. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Don't forget the first and second Sunday of the month is the Potter's House Challenge, knowing the longest and shortest verse of the Bible. Hallelujah. And you'll be financially rewarded for it. That's having 15 minutes prior to the time of service, first and second Sundays. Then the first and second Sundays is the Pastor's Corner with yours truly. First, second, and third Sunday of the month, we have our Good News Youth Club.
Yes.
Where the children are being taught the Word of God by Elder QB Stevenson. Hallelujah, hallelujah. If you have a child the ages of 5 to 17, bring them out. Send them, hallelujah. They need to be taught the Word of God while you're in the service being taught. They have their service too, and they're being taught the Word of God. Then on the fourth Sunday, they have an opportunity to share with us what they've been taught in Good News Youth Club. Hallelujah. Isn't that awesome? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The children are getting the Word of God too, just like the adults. And then in their presentation on that fourth Sunday, they're able to share with us. They're able to quote scriptures, read scriptures, sing a song, and they've been passing out gifts to the congregation. Hallelujah. With the scriptures on it. Hallelujah. We thank God for Elder Keith Stevenson putting the Word of God into the children. Hallelujah. We just thank God for all that he's done and doing and going to do. Also, on that fourth Sunday is when we have a special speaker coming in. Hallelujah. The month of May was one of our own, Elder Keith Stevenson. But the month of June, our guest speaker will be Pastor Lewis Wright of the Bible Way Church of God in Christ right here in Baltimore City. Hallelujah. Man that knows the Word of God, come out and hear this magnificent man break down the Word of God to you. Hallelujah. And after the service, we have a free fellowship meal. So come out and chill with the saints of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank God for our new building with this beautiful edifice and beautiful kitchen and childcare room and with its own private entrance. We thank God even for our washing stations in northeast, south, and west of Baltimore City, that the homeless can shower and change, and we can feed them and clothe them and give them job-ready skills. We thank God for all that God is doing and has done and is going to do. Hallelujah, through this ministry. We thank God. Hallelujah. Keep us in prayer. Hallelujah. As we go forth and do mighty things for the Lord. Hallelujah. Back to you, Pastor.
God bless you. Thank
Hallelujah.
You, teachers.
Thank you, Jesus.
Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you.
Thank you.
Adding signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings.
Yes, yes, yes.
To the housekeeping suggestions.
Thank you, Jesus.
On this morning. To them that believe. On this this evening. God.
Yes. You get it right, Pastor.
Hallelujah, glory to God. Thank you, Lord. But we thank God for adding times, wonders, miracles, and blessings for what transpired this morning. Is what?
Hallelujah.
So hallelujah this morning.
Thank you,
Jesus. Evening, the noonday, all day long. We just thank you, thank you,
yeah.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord, for giving us a testimony of your greatness and your love and your mercy.
Yes, yes, yes.
Your grace. Oh, we thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah. Thank you. You know what, Pastor Peaches? We want to really appreciate people. There are so many people who do so many things for us and not even, you know, part of the congregation. Some of the folk are not even living in the Maryland area. Some are not even in the states. We've gotten a donation from people outside of the state of Maryland. And we just thank God for all those who do that. We most importantly want to thank all of you that have joined us in our crusade to tell at least one person a day that you love them. And you can put the icing on the cake that God loves them too.
Amen.
Oh, man, I tell you, that's going to bless somebody. Because so many people are walking around today in this present dispensation thinking that nobody cares and nobody loves them. But you're going to somebody, a random act of kindness, and telling them that you love them will change the course of their life.
Amen.
Are you there?
Amen.
So we just thank God for all of you who have done that. We really appreciate that. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Jesus.
So we just want to let you know.
Thank you, Father.
One of the reasons why we also pray for others and we share random acts of kindness to others and do all of that is because
somebody pray me. Okay.
Tina Spencer and family, Holly, Tina Thompson and family, Holly, Lorenzo Bedford and family,
Sheila Bedford and family. Hallelujah. Holly Blackwell and family. Hallelujah. William Orange and family. Adrian Scott and family. Yes, Kadia Bokodia. Minister Doreen and family. Minister Jane and family. Minister Janice and family. Yvonne and family. Sister Monica and family. Hallelujah. Sister Rosa and family. Marvin and family. Hallelujah. The Duke family. The Herman family. Yeah, the Pastor Tom Sprint. Hallelujah. Family. Pastor Tom Street and family. Pastor Jason Roseberry and family. Pastor Maxine Theodos Lee and family. Hallelujah. Sister Robin Stewart and family. Elder Renola Carr and family. Elder Rosetta Carey and family. Archbishop Marcia Abrams and family. Archbishop Terry Robinson and family. Milk ain't shaking it. Chief Apostle Mary Osborne and family. Hallelujah. Apostle Dustin Harper and family. Apostle Margie Mercer and family. Hallelujah. James Worthy and family. Hallelujah. Al Lowry and family.
Hallelujah.
Leslie and Don Govar and family. Hallelujah. And Tony Montone and family. Harry Warsaw and family. Gary Don Wilson and
family. Hallelujah.
Paul Wooten and family. Pastor Arnold Henry and family. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Elder Lester and family. Deacon Dale and family. Brother Anthony and family. Thank you, Lord. We bless your name today, Lord. We glorify your name, Lord. And Father God, we don't know what we should pray for as we are, but your Holy Spirit does and makes intercession for us. So we thank you, Lord, for our prayer language. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for adding signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings to the prayer just prayed. And we claim every life of everyone we mentioned.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of the Lord Jesus. From the top of the head to the soles of their feet. In Jesus' name.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
And his wife.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus. Yes.
Father God, we bless your name right now, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. After the next election, the voice you will hear will be none other than a Holy Ghost filled, tongue talking, fire baptized, demon destroying, guardian of the altar, warrior of the word. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
A living epistle of Christ.
Thank you.
None other than Pastor Peaches.
Thank you.
The good, hallelujah.
Jesus.
The children's corner.
Hallelujah.
On
hallelujah.
This evening.
Hallelujah.
Sponsored by the Good News Youth Club.
Thank you, Jesus.
Of the Potter's House, Renewing Your Mind Ministries International.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
What day is it, y'all?
It's hump day.
Oh my gosh. I think I fall into it every Wednesday. Oh my goodness. Hallelujah. God made you glad. Hallelujah. He certainly has made me glad. Hallelujah. I thank God for serving a God like I serve. Hallelujah. He has eyes, he can see. He has ears, he can hear. Hallelujah. He has feet. He runs swiftly to my call. He hears me when I call him. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, young people, we serve a mighty God. A mighty, mighty God. Hallelujah. And the more you live for him, the more you're going to love him. Hallelujah. The more you're going to see all that he is able to do for you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Mm-mm-mm. And I just want to share from my heart. Hallelujah. I started serving the Lord before I even became a teenager, I think. Hallelujah. And God has been getting just sweeter and sweeter and sweeter. Hallelujah. There's a song that says, every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before. Hallelujah. Every day with Jesus, I love him more and more. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Young people, every time you think you've seen, I guess, the best thing that Jesus can do for you, whatever, he did a great big miracle, keep living for him, and he's going to show you how many more miracles he can do, even greater ones. Yeah. Hallelujah. And I associate Jesus to a diamond. Hallelujah. When you look at a diamond, you see, it all depends on what angle you look at. You see colors, and you think you've seen every color in there, and you say, "Oh my goodness, isn't that beautiful?" Oh, I see yellow and blue and green, and then you think you've seen it all, and then you hold your hand in another pose, you see other colors. That's how Jesus is. Hallelujah. You think you've seen it all, and then he shows you something else. He shows you how even more beautiful he can be. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Today I was able to witness a graduation of one of my grandchildren, Malachi Rainey, and I was looking at the young people. Some of the young people received scholarships. They started the scholarships rounding off with $200,000 and all the way up to $1 million. There was one child that received $1 million in scholarships.
Whoa.
And I've never experienced it before, but to think, and it was all coming to me. They had to, you have, when you're going after something, when you have a goal, and these children have goals, and young people, you have to have goals in life. And the thing is, you have to keep your eyes on the prize.
Keep your eyes on the prize.
James 1:8 talks about a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Young people, and also Luke 9:62 is a scripture that has a whole lot of, it gives a whole lot of excuses. I'm going to read, let me see, I'm turning to Luke 9:62. Because young people, when you are believing God for something, when you're going after something, if it's a certain job you want, it may be a diploma you want, a trophy you want, a certificate, when you get older, a companion, a husband, a wife, there's going to be sacrifices you're going to have to make. You have to keep your eyes on what you are believing for. You can't, if you're double-minded in something, you aren't going to get it. Because you want to say, oh, I think I want it. Oh, I don't feel like getting out of bed today. I don't feel like going to work today. I don't feel like going to school today. Do you think you're going to get it? No. No, no. In Luke 9:62 says, and Jesus said unto him, no man, having put his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God. And I associate with, let's go up to 57. And it came to pass that as they went in the way, a certain man said unto him, Lord, I will follow thee whatsoever, whithersoever thou goest. And Jesus said unto him, foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man hath nowhere to lay his head. And he said unto another, follow me. But he said, Lord, suffer me first to go and bury my father. And Jesus said unto him, let the dead bury the dead. But go thou and preach the kingdom of God. And another also said, Lord, I will follow thee, but let me first go bid them farewell, which are at home at my house. You see what I'm saying? Excuses. If you want to do something, even when it comes to following Jesus, you won't have to say no to the crowd you've been running with, no to this, and you have to put some time in reading the Word of God. Sometimes it may be if you already spent an hour or two watching television or playing on your phone or hanging out, hey, draw it in. Turn off the phone. Turn off the TV. Put it down. You got your eyes on the prize. You want to become more strong in the Lord. You want to become more familiar with his scripture. So how are you going to do it? You got to open up the Word of God. You got to sacrifice some of the TV time. You got to sacrifice some of the time hanging out with your friends. You got to sacrifice some of the time just playing around, just messing around, because there's a goal. You have to have a goal. There are some steps that you must follow to obtain what's at the end of that race. These people, these young people that I saw today, they all received diplomas. All of them were accepted in colleges. That's the end. That's what their goal was. Today was the end of the year. Today they got their prize. But they sacrificed. There were some sacrifices that they all had to make. Getting up in the morning. Perhaps even staying up late at night doing papers. Perhaps turning off the television. When they wanted to watch, maybe their favorite show was on that night. But they knew the next morning they were going to have a test. So therefore they had to study. And doesn't the Word of God tells us, study to show thyself approved, a workman need him not to be ashamed, and rightly dividing the word of truth? Hallelujah. Everything in life that we want to go after, there's a prize at the end. And believe you me, and what will the sacrifice, whatever the sacrifice will be, hallelujah, God will give you the strength, the fortitude, the stability, no matter what the temptations may be. God will be right there with you to give you strength to push past the temptations, to push past the those things that could possibly be stumbling blocks. Hallelujah. He can give you strength to get past them so they won't be a stumbling block, so they won't be a temptation. He is there to be your very present help in a time of trouble and in a time of need. When you say, Lord, I want to, even if there's a goal that you want to lose two pounds. Okay. God will give you strength even to push until the scale had come down on 2 pounds that you want. God is able, young people. He is closer to you. He will stick him closer than a brother. He is that friend that will be there with you the midnight hour. Hallelujah. When you're studying for a test, when you up to 5 o'clock in the morning, writing the paper. I know what I'm talking about. He's been there for me. He's done that for me. Hallelujah. So I'm speaking from experience. The different things I'll share with you, I'll share it with you from experience. I'm talking to you about a Jesus that I know for myself, that I have a personal relationship with him for myself. And that's what I desire for each one of you, for you to know Jesus Christ for yourself. Hallelujah. Be blessed of the Lord. Hallelujah. May this the end of this year be a blessed one, blessed school year for you. May God give you all of the desires of your heart. Hallelujah. And a blessed summer. Hallelujah. All of y'all that's believing God for employment, may God bless you with the employment that you desire. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. Back to you, Pastor.
God bless you, Pastor. Thank you so much. And if I may share just one thing to all of the graduates. You're stepping into a new stage, and I wanted to remind you, there are four types of people you're going to meet as you travel on in life. Those who add, subtract, multiply, and divide.
to subtract and divide people are people that you don't want to hang around because they take. They're not givers, they're takers. Not only that, but oftentimes they're the ones that are pushed up against the building and the police are fisting them and they're waving at you from the back of a paddy wagon. The people you hang around is going to minister life or death to you. Make sure you hang around to add and multiply people. Those are people that bring something to the table, righteous to the table, not stuff under the table, but righteousness. They're doing right, doing good. That won't get you in trouble. You'll be more opportunity to make your own decisions. Make the right decisions. Hang around the right people. And God's going to bless you in Jesus' name. May God add signs, wonders,
yes,
miracles, and blessings to the children's course.
Thank you, Jesus.
On today in Jesus' name. Thank you, Pastor PG.
You're welcome, Pastor. Hallelujah.
Children, listen. A vow to the Lord. Promise the Lord your life.
Yeah.
Again, thank you, Pastor Peaches, for the Holiday Children's Corner sponsored by the Peaches Youth Club.
Hallelujah.
The Potter's House. Renewing in Your Mind Ministries of the Night.
Thank you, Tom.
All right. Pastor Peaches.
Yes, Pastor.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes, Pastor.
What one word is spelled incorrectly in every dictionary in the entire United States? One word that is spelled incorrectly in every dictionary in the entire United States.
The word incorrectly.
You're too smart.
Let
me ask you another question.
Yes.
What time is it?
Oh, Holy Communion time.
Oh, bless God.
All right.
Went right to.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, that little joke earlier was for the children so they can pass it on. Hallelujah.
Oh, thank you. You're getting better.
All right. Bless the Lord. Yes, it's Holy Communion time. It's the meal that heals.
Amen.
Now, Pastor Peaches, you can identify with me on this. When I was a little child, sitting at Doswell Temple, Doswell Cathedral, at one point it was called St. James. That's early on.
Oh wow!
Yes, you weren't even born then.
That's what I learned.
But anyway, when they mentioned Holy Communion, I started checking myself out.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yeah. We're going to do that right now. We're going to make sure our page is clean.
Amen.
Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we repent of everything we said, done, or even thought that was displeasing in your sight. Please forgive us for every sin of omission and commission, as we forgive everyone or everything they've ever done to us, whether real or imagined.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord, that the names are now written in the Lamb's Book of Life. We forgive ourselves. We don't know grudges, no resentment, no guilt. Hallelujah. Our text on today is in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 to 30.
Amen.
We're going to lift up the elements of Holy Communion right now.
Hallelujah.
Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for the elements. We ask that you would bless, anoint, and sanctify the elements in Jesus' name. Now, in the text on today, it also says to examine yourself. And we're going to do just that in the light of the word of God. Isaiah 53 and 5. 1 Peter 2, 24. That's the second part of that scripture. Hallelujah. Hebrews 9, 22b. Revelations 1, 5b. Ephesians 1, 7. Colossians 1, 14. Matthew 26, 28. We comprehend, we fully aware, we do understand what the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us. Now in the text on the day, it also says that he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves. And for this cause, many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Blessed be God the Lord. We are taking communion worthily because we rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we are eating, drinking blessings to ourselves, strength to ourselves,
yes,
healing to ourselves,
yes,
life to ourselves. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Deuteronomy 30:19b says, I set before you life or death, blessings and curses. Choose life that you and your children shall live.
Amen.
Psalms 118, verse 17 says, you will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
Numbers 23:19, God, you said that you're not a man that you should lie, neither the son of man that you should repent. But everything you said, everything you've spoken out of your mouth, you shall perform it.
Amen.
And Isaiah 55:11, your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish, it will prosper in which it was sent. We thank you, Lord, for your word on today. And there's one thing, thank you, Jesus, you put above yourself is your word. Psalms 138, verse
7. Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. And on the same night which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took the bread. And when he had given thanks, and we thank you again, Lord. He broke it and declared, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's eat together.
In remembrance of you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for our healing already. St. Luke 4:18, Isaiah 61, verse 1, 2, and 3, declares you want to heal us everywhere we hurt. So, Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for healing every area of our lives, spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our body, the alimentary system, the cardiovascular system, the endocrine system, the genital system, the integumentary system, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. We thank you, Lord, for healing from the top of our head to the soles of our feet, from inside and outside. And we thank you, Lord, for supernatural creative miracles right now in Jesus' name. Matthew 15:26. 1 John chapter 3, verse 1 and 2. St. John chapter 1, verse 12 and 13. Galatians chapter 3, verse 26. Psalms 100 says, we are your children and the sheep of your pasture. And healing is the bread of your children. We thank you, Lord, for your healing bread on today. And likewise, on the same night which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took also the cup. And when he had given thanks, we thank you again, Lord. He declared, this is the New Testament in my blood. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's drink together. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our homes. Exodus 12, verses 13, verse 23. Exodus 15, verse 26. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 15. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 26. God, you said to bring you into remembrance that we may be justified. And we're justified by the completed works of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we boldly say what you said. God, you said, thank you, Jesus. God, you said, God, you said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. And none of the diseases of Egypt of the world shall overtake you when I see the blood. Hallelujah. To Father God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our past and future sins, our mistakes and mistakes, our faux pas, our failures, our guts. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us as we sleep. as we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work and play, as we walk and talk, as we worship and praise the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ coming home. Thank you, Lord. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, in the spirit of Elijah the Tishbite, we thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already estimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to naught effect, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, utterly destroys every curse against us and our family, every spell and hex and every vexing. We call down the fire of heaven in Jesus' name on every curse against us and our family, every spell and hex and every vexing.
Fire,
because of who we are,
and who
whose we are, and what we are,
yes.
We boldly share our family daily confession on today. We speak for every man, woman, boy, girl in our family and our bonus family.
Bonus family.
According to Job chapter 22, verse 27 and 28. Romans 4, 17. 2 Kings, the first chapter. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. Romans chapter 8, verse 11. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor, shaped in the image of God,
full of
integrity and truth, mighty
fingers in Jesus'
name, lean, clean, spiritual kingdom machines. We know who we are from God's perspective,
and we're not
intimidated by anything in this life. We're kingdom citizens. We're fivefold ministry. We give to many into your help. We're brilliant. We're awesome. We're amazing. We're intelligent. We're powerful. We're perfect. We're strong. We're mighty. We're great. We're beautiful.
Beautiful.
In Jesus'
name.
Now unto him was able to keep us from falling and present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever, in Jesus' name. And the church said,
amen.
Hallelujah. Praise you. Jude 1, verse 24 and 25. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Shaka boko sinini. Porelele sekele. Yeah, Papa Saka. Hallelujah. Pastor Peaches?
Yes, Pastor.
Can I ask you another question?
Yes, Pastor.
I'd like to ask you, what time is it?
For the word, Pastor Bird.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Jesus is Lord.
Hallelujah. Okay, God. Father God, I receive your anointing.
Hallelujah.
To teach your word. I pray you that the ground that shall be sown into is good ground.
Yeah,
Father God, we don't take this responsibility,
yes,
nor this opportunity lightly, but we seize it with every ounce of strength we have. Use us for your glory again.
Yes.
Today, Lord. Heal someone, deliver someone, set the captives free, save, fill with your Holy Spirit.
In the name of Jesus. Thank you, God.
Touch these lips of clay that they may speak with excellence, accuracy, and boldness.
Yes.
And let signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings flow,
yes,
in Jesus' name.
Jesus.
And Satan, we say, if you know this right now, we curse you from the root, command you be bound in Jesus' name.
Yes.
And Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for the harvest on the good seed sown tonight. We thank you, Lord, for 30, 60, 100-fold, even 1,000-fold increase in blessing. Hallelujah. We give you the praise. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, yes.
You the honor. We give you the glory. And we bless your name. In Jesus,
Jesus,
in the church there.
Amen, amen,
amen. Amen,
Jesus. Thank you.
Hallelujah. I think we better start off with giving the addresses.
Yes, hallelujah.
Yes.
Y'all got your ink pens ready? Hallelujah. Jeremiah 1, verse 5. Psalm chapter 139, verses 13 through 16. John 7:38, Romans 1:17b, Galatians 3:11b, Matthew 21:22, Mark 9:23, Mark 11:24, Galatians 6, verse 7, 2 Corinthians 1, verse 20, John 3:3, 2 Corinthians 5:17-18, Luke 8, verse 11, and Mark 4:14.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor Peach. In 1794, a Catholic priest, also a biologist and physical scientist, invented a device . His name was Father Lazzaro Spallanzani. Ask me how to spell that. It was called an ultrasound. The initial uses was medical. However, throughout the years, the ultrasound, in fact, during and after World War II, it became to be used militarily. And it wasn't until the 1950s that it began to be used in a medical field. To diagnose cancer and various abnormalities. And down through the years, it began to be used for something else. In the 21st century, the ultrasound, really the end of the 20th century and in the 21st century, the ultrasound was used to let you know sex of the baby you were carrying if you were pregnant. And, you know, of course, the blood test would let you know that you're pregnant. But it was the ultrasound that would identify the sex of the child. And they have gender reveal parties now. Heard of it before. And they deal with that. And you say, well, what does that have to do with your message today? Well, I want you to know water to be pregnant, a seed has to be planted. Is that right?
Amen.
Glory to God. And it is important for you to understand that once the gestation period or the pregnancy period begins, it takes on a life of its own. And if you just let it do what it do, it's gonna be all right. Now, there is a scripture. I'm going to go to it real quickly. I'm going to skip. I do this sometimes. Luke 8:11. Luke 8:11 says, the word of God
is seed.
You see. For just a little while, want to share with you some thoughts on the subject, pregnant with the word. Neighbor, oh neighbor, the subject of tonight's message is pregnant with the word. Every Christian ought to be pregnant with the word.
Amen.
How else can you say you're a Christian if you're not pregnant with the word? In other words, the word is not in you, growing in you. Often we have so-called Christians can only quote maybe three scriptures, John 3:16, the Lord's Prayer, and the 23rd Psalm. They have aborted the other word of God because they don't remember it. They aborted. That's why it's so important to know the addresses, so that you, being pregnant with the word, you'll take it to conception, to realizing it, to birth. Now, how is that? Does that happen? It's when you share the word with others. Give me the first scripture.
Jeremiah 1:5. Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee, and I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations.
When you were in your mother's womb, God had already anointed you to do specific things in this dispensation. He's already impregnated you with greatness. He placed seeds inside of you. Your giftings, your propensities, those things which will come to you easily, that to others it's a hard task. Because he put stuff in you that only you could do. What will nourish? Okay, a quarter. What will feed? What will crease the supply of everything you need for it to grow is the word of God. Now, many years ago, probably about 60 years ago, young man in Dalzell Temple at that time, and we talked with a bunch of the other guys, and we discovered where babies came from, and we asked a brother, one of the other little boys, where the babies come from, and they said, oh, my mother said they come from incubators.
Mm-mm-mm.
The mother actually was not incorrect. That's not where they started. But they came through at an atmosphere, an incubated atmosphere, where they could grow, strengthen, and so they could do some things on their own when they finally got out of there. That's what the church is.
Thank you.
An incubator.
Mm-hmm.
If folks can tell you, I don't have to come to church, they're lying. Yes, a baby can be born in a taxi cab. Mm-hmm. A baby can be born on the side of the road. A baby can be born in a bus.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to get the baby to the hospital soon after. They're not going to make it stand on the side of the road.
Mm-mm.
They're not going to live long inside the bus or in the taxi cab or in the back seat of your car or the back seat of a police vehicle. They got to get to the hospital. Whew. How else can they get the nourishment they need? Because they now become pregnant with the word. There's one animal, it's called an apid, A-P-H-I-D, that is born pregnant. Every child of God who accepts Christ as a personal savior is born pregnant with the word. Give me the first scripture, please.
Well, the first scripture was Jeremiah 1:5.
Okay, the second
one. Next one is Psalms 139:13-16. For thou hast possessed my reins, thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. My substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret, and curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Thine eyes did see my substance, yet being in unperfect, and in thy book all my members were written, which in continuance were fashioned, when as yet there was none of them.
God predicted your greatness. He wrote it in a book. He predicted your giftings.
Thank you, Lord.
But it takes you to go and do the right thing so you can have that manifested in your life, child of God. Give me the next scripture.
Yes. John 7:38. Hallelujah. John 7:38 says, hallelujah. He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water.
The living water is the word of God, y'all. When you were born in the spirit, you were pregnant with the word of God. Hallelujah. You're pregnant with the word of God. Hallelujah. You're pregnant with the word of God. For of course you're kidding. Christ is the word of God. You're pregnant with Christ's word of God inside of you. He in you. Holy Spirit, God, they're in you. He wants you to be the very image of him. Go ahead, read another scripture.
The just shall live by faith.
Y'all got to understand this really carefully. You're pregnant with the word. The word is a prophetic word. If you live by the word of God, you live by the prophetic word of the word of God. You strengthen yourself. You strengthen your family. You strengthen your community. You strengthen your job and your church because you're pregnant with the word. When someone cuts you, the word of God ought to come out. When someone try to cut you with their tongue, look at Jesus. You know, God loves you no matter what you say. Woo! Called you everything but a child of God. And you didn't get angry. You didn't get, because you don't do that. You come out with, you know, God loves you in spite of yourself. And I claim your life in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And you can tell them this. This is really going to get them. You will hear my words everywhere you go that I claimed your life. And then when you're trying to sleep, you're going to hear that word. Someone claimed your life in the name of Jesus. You're pregnant with the word. Go ahead. Read me another scripture.
The just shall live by faith. This Galatians 11b.
I know. Give me another one.
Okay. The next one, Matthew 21, 22. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Matthew 21, 22 says, "And all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive them."
You're opening your mouth. You're pregnant with the word. What comes out of your mouth?
The word.
The word. What's your cardi up out of that? Not vengeance.
Amen.
Not strife.
Amen.
Not trying to even be defensive. God said, "I'm going to fight your battle." You come out with the word of God, God's going to take care of the rest.
Amen. That's the truth. Thank you, Jesus.
You don't have to argue with nobody. Because I heard somebody say this a long time ago. Someone convinced against their will is of the same opinion still.
Amen. Yep.
You can't argue with nobody and expect them to accept what you're saying. They ain't. Now they got their mind closed.
Amen.
But you can come out with, you know, God loves you no matter what you say.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Oh, God. And because God loves you no matter what you say, guess what? I love you no matter what you say.
Hallelujah.
And I claim your life.
In the name of Jesus.
Love Jesus. Go ahead. Read me another one.
Mark 9:23. Jesus said unto him, "If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth."
Believing is an action. You're pregnant with the word. There's so many promises. There's over 365 promises in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many promises, I can't even count them. You can't even count them. It might be 4,000 promises in the Bible. I don't know. But I'm going to tell you something. You got to bring it out of your mouth. You're pregnant with God's word. You want something that bring it to fruition. Have a natal day. You know what a natal day is? Birthday. Birth that thing. Speak it out of your mouth. The seed has been planted. Speak it out of your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
The seed you sow is the crop you grow, but guess what?
Amen.
The word of God is seed. It's time for the harvest. The harvest comes when you speak what the word say out of your mouth. Then you're going to see that harvest. And you can see the harvest of everything you spoke according to the promises of God out of your mouth. Go ahead. Read me another scripture.
Mark 11:24. "Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire when ye pray, believe that ye receive them and ye shall have them."
Belief, action, word. Hallelujah. It's an action word. You got to do something. You got to put faith into action. You got to open up your big mouth. You know you be open up your big mouth talking about Susie and what she did and what you saw her do this and that, and she did this and that and the other, or what brother so-and-so did and you saw him coming out of the no-name motel with Deacon Soren Jones's wife. You know, you saw all of that, and your big mouth is talking about all of that. You need to talk about the goodness of the Lord and all he's done for you. You need to talk about what you have asked him for, and you need to thank him. That's, of course, your God. Hallelujah. That's the fulfillment of your pregnancy coming out of your mouth with thank you, Jesus. Whoa, Mama Shakana. Thank you, hallelujah. You're pregnant with the word of God. Come out of your mouth with the word of God. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh, what y'all got in? Let's go another scripture here.
Galatians 6:7. "Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap."
Now, God is a consistent God.
Yes, he is.
If he says the seed you sow is going to be the crop you grow, he will put seed in you in his word. His word will fulfill what he said it would fulfill. Because his word is seed. You will get a harvest on the seed, hallelujah, that has been sown in you. Expect it. Believe it. Speak it out of your mouth. Thank God for it and keep the stepping. Give me another scripture.
2 Corinthians 1:20. For all the promises of God in him are yea, and in him, amen, unto the glory of God by us.
Hallelujah. The promises of God are yea and amen.
Amen.
We got to speak it out of our mouths.
Yes.
Because we're going to receive it if we're in him. The promises are yea and amen in him to the glory of God. And we got to glorify God. We got to do this thing. It's on us. We think that the promises of God are yea and amen, and it's left on God. It's left on us. What's the last thing that scripture say?
In us.
We got to do something, because we're the one that's pregnant with his word. We got to act like we got it.
Amen.
Before we get it. Get it? Act like you got it before you get it.
Hallelujah.
Got it?
Amen.
Some folks sitting up in the room waiting for God to bring them a Cadillac. And they sitting up in the room. They ain't going no place. They ain't doing nothing. They didn't go look at the Cadillacs. They didn't go to do anything else. They're just sitting up in the room, looking at the wall, said, thank you for the Cadillac. Thank you for the Cadillac. Now, if the Cadillac showed up in your room, how you going to get it out your room? Did you go outside and look in front of your door? It may be there already. It's on you, baby. Everybody put everything on the Lord. Oh, yeah, Lord, do this, do this. He leaves it up to us. His hands are tied by he giving us authority.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
He wants us to do certain things. That's at an age, babes in Christ, we understand that. You got to feed them. You got to change them. You got to put clothes on them. You got to take them where they go. You got to carry them everywhere where they go. And we understand that. They're babes.
Mm-hmm.
But if they're 15 years and you still carrying them in your arms, you still changing diapers, and you still feeding them, there's something wrong with that picture.
Amen.
You're supposed to grow, y'all.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you still acting like you just came out of the womb.
Mm-hmm.
How can... You're supposed to be pregnant with the word. How can you be pregnant with the word? You're still acting like a baby. People have to spoon feed you the word. You can't even read the word for yourself. People got to spoon feed you the word. You open your Bible once a week or once a month, and you call yourself on a fast. And you watch TV when you should be eating, because you call, oh, well, I'm on a fast, so I'm going to watch TV. When you on a fast, you're supposed to spend that time with the Lord, y'all. Because you're pregnant with the word. You want the word to come clear, boldly, accurately to you. Glory to God. You're pregnant with the word of God, y'all. That's why life is an open book test. I say that all the time. Read another scripture.
John 3:3. Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
Hallelujah. You're pregnant with the word. The only way you can be pregnant with the word is that you be born again yourself. And then when you're born again, you're born pregnant. That's why you can testify. Oh, you ought to have been there when I came through. The church was on fire with the Holy Ghost too. You can't testify if you haven't been born again. You can testify,
hallelujah,
but you can't testify.
Hallelujah.
Give me another scripture.
2 Corinthians 5:17-18. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And all things are of God, who have reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and have given to us the ministry of reconciliation.
You're pregnant with the word of God. And the word of God says to your job, it's to reconcile others to him. Claim that neighbor's life in the name of Jesus. Stop arguing with her. Stop saying, oh, there's that nosy old person again. Well, she can keep on being nosy because you keep on saying she nosy. Because you can have what you say. Time for you to be prophetic, to be a minister of reconciliation, not a flicker, but a flame of fire for the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Elder Kirby. I tell you, it's important for you to understand you're pregnant with the word. Your job is to bring the word of God to life, to fruition, to the natal day, N-A-T-A-L. That's the birthday. Have that word in you be birthed into somebody else. Spread it. You're pregnant with the word. You're keeping it to yourself. You never mentioned God to anybody. You never mentioned Jesus to anybody. You never tell them, I claim your life in the name of the Lord Jesus. They don't know you're a Christian because you don't act like one. See, being a Christian, you don't have to say a word if you don't want to. You just show Christ. But I'm going to tell you, it's hard not to. Because it's just like fire shut up in your bones. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's a well of water in your spirit.
Yes. The last scripture was the sower soweth the word.
The soweth, soweth the word.
Hallelujah.
The sow. You got to sow the word. You're pregnant with the word. Bring it to birth. That's what you sow, y'all. Bring it to pass. Well, I don't want to be quoting scriptures every day. I didn't say quote scriptures every day. I knew you ought to do that. But I don't want to quote scriptures every time I meet somebody. You don't have to do that. You can say, I'm quoting a scripture. You tell them, you know what? I know someone that loves you, but you don't even know they love you. Well, and that, you know they're going to start a conversation, don't you? They're going to start, somebody's in love with you, and you don't even know it. You tell it to somebody that think that nobody loves them, nobody cares. Well, you start working on that and let the Holy Ghost lead you. Don't lean not to your own understanding, but lean on the Lord. He's going to direct your path, y'all. He's going to say, okay, now you can share it now because you're pregnant with the word. You got the word. Learn the word, the addresses. So you can give it to somebody and say, this is where you find it in your Bible. Man, do you know the life-changing thing that you're doing? Because if you show it to somebody and give them the address, you know what they're going to do?
Go home and read it.
They're going to go home and read it?
Yeah.
Guess what? They're going to find somebody. Hey, check this out. They're going to show it to somebody else. You have started a ripple in the ocean.
Amen.
I just dropped one little pebble, but that ripple goes on and on and on and on. Hallelujah. You're pregnant with the word, y'all.
Yes, yes, yes.
Act like you know. Speak the word. Share the word. Live the word.
Power off.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah for the word.
Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for the message pregnant with the word. We thank you, Lord, for the seed sown. We thank you, Lord, for the harvest. We thank you, Lord, that you're blessing every family right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Pastor Peaches.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you for joining us tonight. Hallelujah. In this message, hearing, listening to the word of God, if you desire to be a child of God, if you desire to accept Jesus Christ in your heart, hallelujah, please repeat this prayer after me. Father God, I ask you in the name of Jesus to come into my heart and save me from my sins. I confess with my mouth, hallelujah, the Lord, and I believe in my heart, and I confess with my mouth the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, I ask you, Lord God, to come into my heart and save me. Hallelujah. And if you have prayed that prayer, we believe that you are saved. You have accepted Jesus Christ in your heart. You have crossed over from death unto life. In the name of Jesus, you are now a child of God. Hallelujah. Now you can speak the word with authority. Hallelujah. Yes. And watch God work. Hallelujah. Speak the word. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Speak the word and watch the word work. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Please join us in the morning for morning prayer. That phone number is 720-527-5952. And the access code is 1034545. Hallelujah. That's 720-527-5952. The access code is 1034545 pound. Hallelujah. See you in the morning. Hallelujah.
Bluetooth connected.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes. Thank you, God. Thank you for the word. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Is Men's and Women's Fellowship. Dial the same number at 7 p.m. God bless you. Stop!
Michael, what are you going to do?